We know that it was decreed on Tisha B'Av that the Yidden would not go directly into Eretz Yisrael, but would instead have to travel in the midbar for 40 years. We know this based on the following Pesukim. We're taught that the Meraglim were sent the year that the Mishkan was put up, which is the second year from leaving Mitzrayim. The Pesuk says that on the 20th of Iyar, the Onan began to move. The Pesuk also says that they traveled for 3 days. The Pesuk then says that they complained for the want of meat, and Hashem said he would give them meat for a month, which is 29 days. That brings us, you add all these days together, brings us to the 22nd of Sivan. Miriam then got Tzaras, and the Yidden waited for 7 days for her to become Tar. That brings us to the 29th of Sivan. On that day is when the Meraglim was sent out and returned 40 days later. Abaye explains that Tammuz of that year had 30 days, which means that they returned on the 8th of Av. The Pasuk then says that the Yidden cried that night, which is the night of Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yechanan said, Hashem said to the Yidden, you have cried for no reason on this night, therefore I will make this night a time for crying for all generations, Nebuch. The Gemara continues. We know that the first Beis HaMikdash was burned on the Tisha B'Av based on the following. One pasuk says it was burned on the 7th of Av. One pasuk says it was burned on the 10th of Av. A Braisa explains, to explain these Pesukim, that the Goyim entered on the 7th, and they pillaged on the 7th and the 8th and the 9th, and in the 9th, towards the evening, they set it on fire, and it continued burning through the 10th. This is why Rabbi Yechanan actually felt that the more appropriate day to mourn is the 10th of Av, because that's when most of the Beis HaMikdash was burned. However, the Rabbanan felt that since it began to burn on the 9th, that's the more appropriate time to mourn. Continues, we know that the second Beis HaMikdash was burned on Tisha B'Av based on a Braisa that says so. More continues, we know that Beitar was conquered on Tisha B'Av based on a Kabbalah that we have. The Mar continues, the Braisa says, when Turnus Rupus plowed over the city of Yerushalayim, they made a decree to kill Rabbi Gamaliel. One of the government officials went and warned him. He then asked Rabbi Gamaliel, if I get this decree overturned, will you bring me into Olam Haba? Rabbi Gamaliel said, yes, I will. The officer asked Rabbi Gamaliel to swear. Rabbi Gamaliel sweared. The officer then went and committed suicide, which overturned the decree, because the government had a policy that when a decree was issued and one of the officers then died, they would take that as a sign to overturn the decree. Abascal came out and said, this officer is Mezuman L'chaya Olam Haba. Abraisa says, when the first Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, the young Kahanim went to the roof with the keys of the Beis HaMikdash. They called out to Hashem and said, since we were not Zoicha to be the keepers of the Beis HaMikdash, we're returning the keys to you. They threw the keys up in the air, and a hand came out of heaven and grabbed the keys. The Kahanim then jumped to their deaths into the fire below. The Mishnah said, "Mishanichnas av memat and besimcha." Rabbi Yehuda the son of Rabbi Shmuel Bashilas name of Rav said, just as one must subdue his joy in Av, it's Mishanichnas Adar. You have to increase your joy when the month of Adar arrives. Our Papa said, therefore, if one has a court case with a guy, he should not have it take place in Av when our mazel is not so good. Rather, you should have it take place in Adar when our mazel is good. Here's the son of Rav Shmuel Bashilas name of Rav, Darshan the Pasuk to mean that Hashem picked Bovel as the place for our gullus because it's a place where there are many date trees for food and a lot of linen that we can use for clothing. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel Bashilas name of Rav, also dashed in the pasuk to mean that when Yaakov went into Yitzchak to receive the brachas, Yitzchak smelled the fragrance of an apple orchard, which is similar to that of an esrog tree. Mishnah said, Shabbos shechol Tisha B'Av liyaz b'toicha v'chulu. Rav Nachman said, it's only also to launder clothes in order to wear them the week of Tisha B'Av. However, it's mutter to launder clothes during that week if they're going to be put away for wearing after Tisha B'Av. Rav Sheshe said, even that would be usher. Rav Sheshe said, in my view can be proven from the fact that the launderers of Rav's house didn't launder at all during that week. Rav Nuna asked, our Mishnah allows laundering on Thursday for proper honoring of Shabbos. This means that clothes may be laundered for putting away only on Thursday and would be ushered through the rest of the week. This is fair, according to Rav Nachman. And Mari answers, the Mishnah is discussing washing and wearing immediately. The reason it's, and that's only allowed on Thursday. The reason it's allowed is because we're talking about someone who only has one shirt. Therefore, he can clean it for Shabbos and wear it already even on Thursday because that's all he has, and therefore he's really preparing for Shabbos. Rav Yom, the neighbor of Belazar, says like Rav Nachman. Pekmar Bryce says that one may not wash clothes that week and put it away for after Tisha B'Av. Mar says, to Yufta of Rabbi Lazar. Zak Digamara. Rav said it's also to launder clothing during the week of Tisha B'Av, but only before the day of Tisha B'Av arrives. It's mutter to launder after the rest of the week after Tisha B'Av. Lamashal, if Tisha B'Av is on a Tuesday, the rest of that week, it's mutter to launder, even though it's still the week of Tisha B'Av. Shmuel said, no, the entire week is also, even after the day of Tisha B'Av. In fact, Mar Braisa says that laundering is allowed the remainder of the week after Tisha B'Av has passed. Mar says, Machalekas Tanoim. Braisa says that Rameir says it's also to launder from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire month is also. Shimon Galil says only the week of Tisha B'Av is also. We see that Rameir says the remainder of the week after the fast is mutter, and the others would say that it's also even the rest of the week, even after the Tisha B'Av has passed. Rabbi Yechanan said all these three views are based on a single pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hishbati kol mesoyso chaga chodesh v'shabbat v'chol mayado." Rabbi Meir dashes the word chaga referring to Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda dashes the word chadasha referring to the entire month. And Shimon Galil dashes the word Shabbat referring to the entire week of Tisha B'Av. Rav Zagmar says that Rava passing like Rav Shimon Galil. Rava also passing like Rabbi Meir. So why? Because these were said to be lenient, meaning this pshat, meaning this means that he holds like Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel that the Isser only begins the week of Tisha B'Av, not on Rosh Chodesh HaKameir. Said, however, he holds like HaKameir that the Isser ends after Tisha B'Av and doesn't continue for the rest of the week, even though, once Tisha B'Av has passed, which is therefore, in that way, he holds like Rosh Hashanah.